29 people have been confirmed dead from the Oso landslide. For some families, getting information about a loved one can be an agonizingly slow, but the work to properly confirm the identities of the deceased is painstaking and requires time. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna visited the Snohomish County Medical Examiner's Office, where the work is taking place.
The Medical Examiner's Office is in Payne Field. Even before the deceased are transferred here, there's a lot of legwork that needs to be done, says Deputy Director Dennis Peterson. This conference room has turned into a hub where detectives, National Guards, health district staff make calls to collect information about the missing.
We've been on contacting the family members by phone, gathering as much information as we can on the missing. So when we have a decedent come in, we're ahead of the game with all the information so we can then start positively identifying the decedents right away.
Peterson says they ask families for dental records, medical records, x-rays, and information like tattoos or other marks for identification. Just behind the building, a makeshift tent is set up in the driveway. This is an extension of the receiving area. It's the first stop for the deceased. Here, they're washed to remove not just mud, but sewage, fuel, and debris from the landslide. Then they're moved to the autopsy room. Medical examiners start fingerprinting, taking dental and body x-rays. They'll use these to compare against their medical records. It's painstaking work, but this has helped identify the victims, and it's no small task. Peterson says it wouldn't have been possible without the volunteers from King, Pierce, and Skagit counties who stepped in.
This is really something that's overwhelmed us, and we've had a lot of professional help come in, doctors and techs. And so this is the largest event that I think Snohomish County has ever seen.
All but one victim has been identified, a male. Examiners can't determine his age because of the condition of his body. What they do know is that he's had extensive dental work. The medical examiner has determined that all the victims died from blunt force trauma. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.